Recording in progress.
Okay. Almost. Ah, there you go, Warren. It's all you.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. And Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. And notice sent to the Courier News in the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Weissman? I didn't think he was coming, but I called. Mr. Reggio? Roy? I see him.
Mr. Reggio, are you present?
Roy, volume. Okay, he's here, I see him. Mr. Blount? Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Vice Chair, Mr. Zimmerman?
Here. Okay. Will everyone please stand for the salute to the flag? I pledge allegiance.
To the flag
of the United States.
United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Any alternate members who will be voting tonight?
Yes, everyone who answered the roll would be eligible to vote.
Okay, great. Great. Thank you. And all right, so we'll start with number five.
Excuse me, Chairman. Any changes?
We have a couple of
terms. I'm sorry.
Nelson Balcarcel is off to October 14th. Some notices still remain to be sent. Any of you that received notice, you will not receive another notice. And the application of Suresh Kaswani is also off to October 14th. And they will have to serve additional notices as well. If you received a notice, you will not receive another one. The only thing you're receiving is my announcement here tonight. Those are all the changes I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. All right, then we'll start with number six, 21ZB-31V, Queenia Dinsey. I hope I pronounced that name correct. Correct.
Ms. Dinsey, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Could I have your name and address, please?
1834 West 7th Street, Piscataway, New Jersey.
And your name, please?
Kenya Dinsey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
I want to make it an addition on my room and a second floor. My English is not too well, so she's helping me sometimes when I'm not the same.
It says here that you want to not rebuild your garage. Is that correct?
The garage fell out like 8 years ago because a tree fell into the garage and was very, very dangerous for my neighbors and
you do not want to rebuild that garage.
No, I don't need it.
Like you have driveway space.
I don't need it.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, perhaps we could weigh in with Mr. Hinterstein to see what he has to say on this application.
Yes, Henry, do you have any comments?
My only question was when the garage fell down, didn't you receive insurance money to?
No. Because the garage wasn't in bad condition, but the insurance, they didn't give me nothing.
Okay. To be honest with you, the home is an older home. It was built prior to the ordinance being in place. There's adequate parking on the site for more than enough vehicles. So I don't see any really big issues with the variance for the not having the garage.
Okay, so then we'll open to the board. Do the board members have any questions or comments? Okay.
If the board has no questions, you may want to open it to the public.
Yes, we'll open it to the public. And the public have any questions or comments?
Ms. Buckley, do you see anyone?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, then the public portion is closed. And then I will make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio? Roy, you're muted.
Mr. Reggio, could you unmute?
You don't like this. He's usually pretty good. I usually don't have problems with it. There we go.
Okay.
Mr. Yes. Reggio? Yes. Thank you. Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that or virtual for that. We'll send that document to you.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Thank you.
You too. Good night.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. We'll move to number 8, 19-ZB-67V. 412 Netherwood Avenue.
Application that was granted by the board some time ago, United Realty USA LLC. I believe we have an attorney here representing them tonight. Is Mr. DeLuca?
Yes, this is John DeLuca of Borskold & Foley on behalf of the applicant, United Realty USA LLC.
Go ahead, Mr. DeLuca.
Okay, so as you mentioned, this application pertains to 412 Netherwood Avenue, which is block 6907, lot 9 in the R10 zone. The applicant is seeking bulk variance relief for a front yard setback of the covered porch. Pursuant to section 21501 of the Township Piscataway Zoning Ordinance, a 35-yard setback is required for this zone. But more than a year ago, on February 13th, 2020, this same applicant appeared before the board seeking variance relief from the front yard setback requirement. At that time, no objections were raised by any member of the public in any manner. The board unanimously determined to grant variance relief, permitting the applicant to construct a covered porch with a 25.25-foot setback. After construction of the house, an as-built survey revealed that the actual setback of the covered porch ultimately was 24.75 feet due to a human error during construction. So that's deficient from the board's approval by less than 1 foot, 9 inches to be exact. So to protect against any further discrepancies or deficiencies, the applicant is seeking bulk variance relief for an additional foot as to the front porch setback. I'd also like to note that there are stairs in front of the front porch. They were approved for 21.5 feet and they're set back 21 feet as built. So I don't have any witnesses, but my client, I do see, is on the Zoom call. If any member of the board determines that fact testimony is necessary, but that concludes my presentation of this application, assuming no further questions or comment.
For members of the board, what happened here was the board approved a front setback variance. The house was built slightly closer to the front property line than they thought was going to happen. So they are asking you to modify your original approval by between 6 and 9 inches.
So do we want to take a vote from the board
again? You may want to open it to public, see if anybody's interested.
Okay. We'll open it to the public for any questions or comments.
No one, Chairman.
No, okay. Public portion is closed. Any comments or questions from the board? Okay. Henry, do you have any comments on this or is this?
Yeah, you know what, I'm just getting acquainted here with this because I appear to have written a report. I'm just trying to find this. I wrote a more up-to-date report. Wasn't the previous approval for a renovation not a new home?
That's correct.
See, I think this is a little misleading. I don't think you're here just because the porch was 9 inches further out. We are talking about 210 Elizabeth Avenue, correct?
No.
What address is this project?
This is for 412 Netherwood Avenue.
210 Elizabeth is the next application. That's my application.
That would probably be what the problem is. Let me see here. Seven.
Did I even give you, it's like a one sheet, Henry. Did I even give it to you?
I don't believe I have that one. That's where apologies. That I don't have that. It went right to my 210, and that's why I was getting a little bit confused. United, right? You said? I do have it.
Yes.
It was just a discussion. I have no issues then with this application. Apologies.
Okay.
Of course.
All right, then we'll, I guess, take a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Vice Chairman Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuca will prepare a resolution consistent with this and memorialize at our next meeting.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening, everybody.
Thank you. You also. Okay, moving along to number 9, 21-ZB-41V, Harvest Incorporated, Fitzgerald Cabalfin. You're representing?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Richard Kaplan, Ruben Kaplan Associates. I'm the attorney for the applicant. I just want to make sure both of my two witnesses can hear. Mr. Kapalfin, Mr. Dantas, are you there? Are you hearing? Are you talking?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. So this is the 210 Elizabeth Avenue application. This is also an application in provoked variances. It is located at 210 Elizabeth Avenue, block 6817, lot 30. It's in the R10 zone. And this is an application at this point for new construction of a single family dwelling. There was a prior application that was approved for bulk variances. There were some issues with construction. And as a result of that, we've come in with a brand new application. Because of that, the variances have changed slightly. It is an undersized lot, and we will describe the fact that out of the four variances, three of them are directly attributable to the lot size and shape. The one additional variance is the garage variance. There will be no garage. And we will describe why there's no garage, why that makes, we think, the most sense for this property. I have two witnesses. The first witness is Gerald Kapalfin. He is the principal of High Best Inc., the applicant. And the second witness is Paolo Dantas of Dantas Carret Architecture LLC. He is the architect, and he will be testifying as an expert on the particulars of the application. Would you like to swear them in at this point?
I'll swear them in one at a time. Who are you going to call first?
And there will be exhibits, but I believe the exhibits are all part of the application. So should we just proceed?
Yes, they don't need to be marked separately if they were part of your application package.
Okay. So the first witness will be Gerald Kapalfin, who is the principal of High Invest Inc.
Mr. Kapalfin, can you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Could I have your name and address, please?
Fitzgerald Kapalfin, 414 Brentwood Drive, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you.
Mr. Kapalfin, can you describe your connection to the applicant and the project and give a brief description of the project?
I am the owner of High Best Inc. That's my property over there at 210 Elizabeth Ave. And we're, as you mentioned, we're looking to get variance approval again because we decided to make interior changes. And basically, when it was decided that I have to reapply again to move forward with those changes, it was unfortunate. But you know, at the same time, we decided to make it better by pushing the house back. So we're looking to get approval to continue building this home.
And when you say pushing the house back, can you be more specific?
To conform with the front yard setback.
So the original design was not conforming, and there was a variance for the front yard setback.
Correct, due to the unconforming lot size.
And the new plans have pushed the house back, so it now conforms, so that variance is no longer required.
Yes.
Okay. Could you briefly just describe the neighborhood and the house that was there before, the house you're going to build now, and why you think this is going to be beneficial to the neighborhood?
The house that was there previously was a small ranch, about 600 to 700 square feet. In keeping with the neighborhood, the house that we are looking to build is still a ranch. It's about 1,500 square feet with a full-sized walkout basement. So in keeping with the neighborhood, it's not some large house. It's a ranch-sized house that would blend in nicely with the existing neighborhood.
And the original house was how close to the street, do you recall?
I believe it was 7 or 8 feet.
And the new house that you've designed?
I believe we pushed it back, correct me if I'm wrong, 25, 30 feet?
We can have Mr. Dantas testify to the specifics, but it's now conforming to the zoning, correct?
Right, correct.
And was the original house with a garage?
No, it was not.
And of course, the new house does not have a garage.
Correct.
Can you generally describe the neighborhood and how this house fits in with the neighborhood, the new house that you're building?
I mean, I would say a lot of the houses on that street are ranches. There are some two-story homes. But in building this new house, it would blend right in with the existing surrounding homes.
Anything else that you'd like to describe at this point before we turn it over to Mr. Dantas?
That's pretty much it.
Should we proceed to the next witness or questions for Mr. Kabalfin?
If there are no questions for Mr. Kabalfin, we can move on to the next witness.
Okay. Mr. Dantas?
Yes.
Mr. Dantas, can you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
My name is Paolo Dantas. Last name is D-A-N-T-A-S. I am the owner and partner of Dantas Correct Architecture in Union, New Jersey, located at 427 Chestnut Street, Suite 302, Union, New Jersey.
Mr. Dantas was the applicant's expert at the prior hearing. He did qualify as an expert. Would you like him to go through his qualifications?
Mr. Dantas, has your licensed status changed since the last time you testified?
No, still current.
Mr. Zimmerman, I believe you can be accepted as an expert architect.
We will accept it, yes.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Dantas, can you describe your position in connection with this application? Do you have the set of plans out where you can?
Yes. Am I able to share the screen?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
So, Mr. Dantas, I'll let you proceed. It'd probably be easier than I interrupt.
And before Mr. Dantas starts, this was part of the submitted application set, so it does not need to be separately marked.
That's correct. All the exhibits that I'm showing today were part of the initial submission.
Thank you.
Okay. The proposed project is located at 210 Elizabeth Avenue in Piscataway, New Jersey. What shall consist is the demolition of the existing one-story single-family home. And what the owner is proposing is to construct a new one-story single-family dwelling of approximately 1,525 square feet, a building footprint. On sheet A1, I may. And she will one, the proposed site conditions in relationship to the existing survey are as follows. The minimum lot area required is 10,000 square feet. Our existing lot area is 8,334 square feet. That's an existing non-conforming situation. Also, the minimum lot width is 100 feet, where our existing lot is 50 feet, and that's also existing non-conforming. The minimum lot depth required in this area is 100 feet, and excuse me, and our existing lot is 166.71 feet on average. The front yard setback requirement is 35 feet. The existing front yard was proposed at 7.96, in which now we're proposing the new front yard of the new single home to be located 38.15 feet from the front property line, which eliminates the existing deficiency and making it compliant. The rear yard setback requirement is 25 feet. We are proposing 67.72 feet. The side yard setbacks requirement is 10 feet, in which one side will be 10 feet, and then the other side will be 10.3 feet. The building height requirement is 35. We're proposing a one-story building of 18 feet and 9 inches. The building coverage requirement of 20%, we're proposing 19.3 of 1,615 square feet, which includes the building plus the covered porch and the front. The one-car garage is required. However, there is current no garage at the property, and the owner is proposing also additionally no garage. The client is proposing two tandem parking spaces in the existing driveway. The existing driveway shall remain and will not be increased. It will be repaired as needed, and the new walkway from the front of the house to the right of way will be provided. Sheet A3. I would like to start with the first floor, which will consist of a front porch at the main entrance, in which you'll enter into an open concept dining, kitchen, and living area. The main entrance also includes a coat closet. Adjacent to that, we also have a closet for the residents. From the living area, there will be access to a rear deck that faces the rear yard. We're all proposing three bedrooms, which includes a master bedroom. The master bedroom at the rear, the master bedroom at the rear is approximately 13 feet by 12 feet, in which includes a master bathroom with a shower, a toilet, and a single sink, and then a walk-in closet. Bedroom number one and two and guests will share a common bathroom, hallway bathroom, which will consist of a sink and a private tub and toilet area. The bedroom sizes on average are approximately 10 feet 6 by 10 feet 6 in size. The design intent was to separate not only the living areas from the private areas. Therefore, we were proposing all bedrooms to the right side of the home and the living areas to the left side of the home. In addition, the project scope was to include in the design access to the rear deck from the living areas, and this gave us more of a side-to-side design orientation. From the front of the home, we have a U-shaped stairs, which has been provided to access the basement. The basement will be a finished open plan that will include not only the mechanical room and utility room, a full bathroom, and we also will be providing direct access from the back, from the basement. This is for not only for the convenience, considering the main stair is located towards the front, but also considering the topography of the site, which sloped towards the back, which made sense to make an access to the back. After seeing the plans, I also noticed that there was no laundry room. So, however, the laundry room will be proposed in the basement somewhere near the stairs. Sheet A4, which is our elevations and the architectural characteristics and material selections that are based not only on the aesthetics from the neighborhood, but also of what the scope was intended. Some materials that we are proposing are the vinyl siding, shingle roofing system, and a decorative trim around windows and doors. The proposed design provides movement with varied facade depths, such as the covered porch, which is recessed, and different roof peaks in order to eliminate this, eliminate a monolithic structure. And decorative railing at the front of the porch and steps for more aesthetic pleasing facade. So based on that, we had some positives on the building for this one story single family dwelling. It is in our opinion that this will benefit the neighborhood. We believe that it will improve the current conditions of the property aesthetically and also the curb appeal. The improvements that we are proposing will support not only a starting family or an existing family that will allow for this home not to be to be a long-term home versus a short-term home and allows for a bit of growth. The floor plan in the home provides a minimum standard layout for a typical family. And given buying a home is a financial investment and undertaking, which most buyers will consider the above bedroom count and living areas are adequate for the living. We also wanted to mention that we believe that excluding the one car garage, it was an intent to minimize not increasing the lot coverage and also try to minimize also encroaching on the side yard requirements. We believe that this additional it is also our opinion that the two cars are able to be not only parked in the existing driveway and having an enclosed garage would not be necessary. Along with additionally that the previous home did not really have a one car enclosed garage. So therefore we're not adding any further detriment to the property, we believe. Due to the unique circumstances of the property, variances were not created, but the existing hardship that it has resulted from the particular property sizes, such as the required lot size, lot width, and also the front, I believe it is front yard.
It's the front yard width.
That's mm-hmm. correct. Apologize. So any negatives that we feel for this one single family is by and out. We believe that by not allowing this to be improved and the site will not only set back in the beautification of the property and also the neighborhood, and also would create a little bit of hardship on all the other lots that are undersized and 50 foot wide lots throughout the neighborhood. They're looking to not only continue living in town, but also expand from it as well.
Did you also do a quick survey of the neighboring properties, which ones had garages, which ones did not have garages, similar yep. properties?
Sure. So based on the similar properties, and this is including our neighborhood, our block from our street side and the opposing street side, we had 6 properties that are 50 feet wide, including ours. 3 do have garages and 3 do not have garages. So it's 50%. Based on my client's conversation with him and on reviewing the letter, give me 1 second, the letter from the Divisions of Engineering, Planning and Development, dated September 1st, 2021, we are gonna accept and we'll do all requests recommended. And that, Mr. Kaplan, concludes my testimony.
And again, it's your opinion that the house as designed is a benefit to the property, is a benefit to the neighborhood, and you see no detriments whatsoever?
Yes, I do see that.
Thank you.
Should I bring it down?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Mr. Zimmerman, if I may ask Mr. Kaplan a question.
Yes, please.
Mr. Kaplan, what is your offer to ensure that the basement area never becomes either a separate apartment or additional bedrooms? Because additional bedrooms would increase your parking requirement. Mm-hmm. And currently you're proposing no garage because you have two off-street parking spaces.
Mr. Kapalpin?
Yes.
Are you willing to stipulate that the basement will not be used for a bedroom?
Correct. That's correct. It's intended just as an open floor plan basement.
Okay. We could certainly, you know, stipulate to that, make it a condition of the approval, if that would be sufficient.
And you would also agree that there would never be a separate dwelling unit in the basement?
Mr. Kapalpin, correct?
Correct. Correct. That's correct.
Yes. And would you agree to a deed restriction that said that?
If necessary, I believe we would. There's added cost, obviously, in doing that. We've got to pay for the recording fees, prepare a deed, record it. But I know Mr. Kapalpin wants to get this application approved. So
I understand all that, but Mr. Yeah. Kapalpin may be very sincere with regard to the board and his representations, but if he sells the property, I want any future owner to know that that restriction is applicable.
Mr. Kapalpin, is that acceptable? What that means basically is we would file a we'll call it an informational deed in the county clerk, which would stipulate that the basement area cannot be used for a bedroom.
Understood. I mean, if you can help me with that process, I can agree to that.
That's no problem. As long as you understand, it will be in the title records. And okay. That's what the township wants.
Perfect.
Yes, that would be acceptable.
Thank you, Mr. Zimmerman. Those are all the concerns I had from a legal standpoint.
Okay. Thank you. Henry, do you have any comments or concerns?
I believe he agreed to all the items in the report. So with that being said, I don't see any issues. Other than those that Mr. Keneally and the applicant has agreed to.
Okay, thank you. So let's open it to the board for any questions or comments. We hear none, so we'll open it to the public. Any questions or comments?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, public portion is closed. So with that, I will make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Cal Fesh is fast. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel? Now we lost him. Cal Fesh?
Yes.
Thank Sorry. You. It's okay. Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Vice Chairman Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan, your application has been approved with the conditions as we just discussed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good evening. Thank you. Okay, moving on to number 10-21-ZB-43V.
Bala Subramanian present.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
Is Bala Subramanian present?
I literally just saw his name a few minutes ago and he is not here.
He was on earlier for the first part when we started, but then I saw him log off.
Yeah, I saw him on just a few minutes ago. Chairman, would you like to go to the next case and then yes. Number 11 and then we'll come back?
Yes, and then we'll come back to that. Okay, then number 11. 21-ZB-52V, Christopher and Jessica Flores.
Hi, how are you?
Present.
Chris and Jessica Flores, are you both going to testify tonight?
Probably just me, unless you need him to speak.
Well, if you can handle it, then I'll just swear you in.
Could
you
okay, raise your very right good. Hand? Right hand.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Jessica Flores, 13 Runyon Avenue in Piscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
So we're converting the existing garage into a master bedroom, and we want to add on a garage. And that garage got denied on the permits because the setback needs to be 35 feet from the property line. The house is just under 25 feet currently from the property line. So I'm just looking for the garage to still be where the existing garage is. Yeah, so it's all like even.
Mr. Chairman, perhaps we can bring Mr. Hinterstein in to address his report.
Yes, Mr. Henry, would you like to comment on your report?
Yeah, let me just bring it up here. Some of these reports are scattered about. I believe this is the one that, don't see the report. Let me just see if it's on my PDF that I have up. One second. Yes, it is. All right. So this is 13 Runyon?
Yes, correct.
Correct? Okay. Yep. So a couple of issues that I had were, one is the fence. The fence should be shown on the survey, and the distance from the fence to the property line should be noted. I don't believe that that's on there.
Survey was existing, like what I got when I bought the house. I'm not changing the fence as it currently stands at all.
You're not keeping the fence?
No, I'm not making any changes to the fence.
Okay.
The problem is,
what kind of fence is it?
Just like a wood fence.
Solid though, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, the problem is if it's not in the right spot, it requires a variance. So regardless if it's existing or not, we need to know where it is. So you're gonna have to somehow, you could draw it on the survey yourself.
Okay.
But what you need to do is you need to locate that fence on the property as best you can to determine whether or not a variance was needed for it. You know, we could go on the assumption that it's in a conforming location, and that would be at the 20-foot or 30-foot, let's see here.
Yeah, it's further back than where the house is. Okay. So, and if the house is 25 feet, it's at least, what, another 10 feet back from?
It's an R10 zone, Henry.
Yeah, so you need 35 feet, I believe. So the fence has to be 35 feet from the property line of both streets. So that's the tricky part. And it definitely looks like it would conform if it's even with the house on the left-hand side along Beatty Street. And if it's, you know, 10 feet back from the front of the house, then it probably does comply. You just got to just verify that. Again, we could go on the assumption that it's in a conforming location. I mean, the worst case scenario is that you would probably have to come back and get the variance if you find out that it's not in a conforming location, or you would have to relocate it. Again, if it's close, it's not going to be probably an issue, but you probably would have to come back for a discussion item similar to the other application that you heard tonight just to confirm that. So that's one of the items.
Okay, Ms. Flores, for tonight's proceeding, would you agree to supply a drawing showing, even if it's hand-drawn, the location of the fence?
Yeah, I can do that. But my concern is if I need a variance for the way the fence currently sits, like I said, I bought the house that way.
You may have, and you may have to come back for a fence variance, but if you want to move forward on this application tonight.
I mean, worst case scenario, you said that I would just have to move the fence back. So when I redo my fence, because I do want to do the fence eventually, I could just make sure it's conforming at that time, and then I wouldn't need a variance, correct?
Correct. First of all, you need to supply the revised drawing. If it's a non-conforming fence and you agree to move it, then you don't need to come back.
Okay, that's fine. Now, just to confirm, because I'll draw it onto the survey, and then where do I need to submit that? Do I send that to Laura? Or where do I send that?
You can send it to me.
Okay, and then my question is, so it needs to be 35 feet from both sides of the house, like the back from fence the off of Beatty?
From the property line on both streets.
Yeah.
So You can see where your house is located on, you know, on the side there. You're yeah. pretty well off of Beatty Street. So it looks like you're about, you know, it's tough to really tell here. There's not a tie back dimension, but it appears that your house is roughly 37 and change from the Beatty Street property line.
Okay.
So my guess would be is as long as you're within 2 feet of your house along Beatty Street,
okay,
the fence would comply.
Okay. So
if it's even with the side of the house, then you definitely comply with the 35 feet.
Yeah, it sticks out just a tad from the house, but yeah, I can measure that and then I can update the survey. And like I said, the back fence that's along the side, I definitely think that one's about 10 feet back from the house. So that should be okay. And like yeah. I said, worst case, I would agree to changing that fence to where it needs to be when we do the new fencing.
Okay. Okay. And just to let you know, most likely.
Go to point number two.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah. Can you go to point number two in your report?
Yeah. Point number two was basically that the garage addition needs to be stepped back 2 to 4 feet. So I know you wanted to keep the garage even with the house, but the problem is the house isn't conforming as to its setback location. You're approximately 10 feet closer to the street than what's required. So typically when additions have to be made, or when an addition is made to a home that's not conforming, if you could improve the conformity of the setback, that's what's always, you know, looked upon as favorable. So what you're doing is if you keep the addition even with the existing house, is you're exacerbating a non-conforming situation. You're making it worse by putting an additional mass in the front yard setback. So what we're looking to do is we're looking to push the garage back a few feet, 2 to 4 feet. That creates a little bit of setback on the addition, which actually improves the setback. It's still not going to comply with the requirement of 35 feet, which, again, you need to show why you wouldn't be able to do that. And again, as a garage, 2 to 4 feet.
Well, because then I'm going to have 2 feet, well, either 2 feet less of garage.
No.
If I leave the garage matching the back of the house, or I'm going to have 2 feet sticking out into my yard, which.
Correct. That's exactly what you do. That's up to you, though, what you want to do. You could discuss that with the architect, but people articulate additions and things of this nature all the time. A lot of houses don't have straight lines across the back, across the front. Homes articulate many times in order to comply with ordinances. So again, you're in a non-conforming quite severely. You're 10 feet, you're probably more than 10 feet.
Well, I'm not non-conforming. The house was already existing there. I didn't make, you know what I mean? I didn't build the house there. Sure. I just bought it.
But what you want to do is put an addition on, correct? And so well, you want to exacerbate
it. If I left my garage, just hypothetically, if I was leaving my garage and making it a two-car garage, it wouldn't be able to just align. Like, that would be strange to have a garage that's set back.
That may be able to be looked at a little bit differently, but that'd be something for you to determine with your architect. But the problem is you're taking the garage out and you're looking to add another structure for the garage. And I see no reason why you can't step that back to be more conformant with the setback requirement.
Okay.
And then the proposed roof overhang in the front, again, you have sort of a decorative roof overhang that they're proposing on the front of the house. Again, overhangs over 18 inches are considered front yard setback violations. So by putting a 4 foot overhang on the front of your house, you're making your non-conforming front yard setback 4 feet worse. So again, I don't see, I mean, it's decorative and it's nice, but I don't see really any reason why you can't make that a little bit smaller.
Yeah, so I don't care about that overhang. Honestly, it wasn't even going to be there. So that's fine. I don't care about that.
That's fine. Again, something you could work at with the architect. But those, I think, were the major concerns. The existing modified drive, you would have to modify or pave the driveway so that you have access to the garage from your existing garage.
We're gonna do that.
So if you're in agreement to step the garage back and either pare back that overhang in the front, pave the driveway into the new garage. I don't see any. And then I think you already agreed to the revised survey showing the fence.
So my question is, now I have to go back to the architect and they have to push the garage 2 feet back. And then I have to submit new drawings again? Or
like, yeah, no? Well, those drawings you'll have to submit when you come in for the building permits. If you agree to it, you'd be fine for as far as the board application goes. You really just need to provide the board with that survey information that we're asking for the fence.
Okay. Okay.
And then you're going to have to show, I don't think you ever really submitted a survey. I think your architectural plan. So what you're going to have to do is, you do have a sketch here that was provided off of the architectural plans.
Mm-hmm.
You have to provide that to Laura showing that the garage, is the new construction portion, is being stepped back, so we have it for the board file. So we need two copies of that revised survey and two copies of the portion of the architectural plan that just shows that new construction being stepped back. And then you'll be fine on the zoning end of it, and you'll just have to provide the revised architectural for when you go for your permit.
Okay, so I just wanna make sure I don't mess up anything here. I'm gonna do the survey and send two copies of that. If you guys agree to everything, my permits will be approved, but then I just have to send two copies of the new plan showing that the garage is pushed back.
Yeah, you're still gonna, that sketch that was submitted with the survey, which is really a copy from, I believe, the cover sheet of your architectural plan that shows the new construction, or it's from one of the pages of the architectural drawings. You need to provide two copies of that along with the two copies of the revised survey to Laura that just shows that was stepped back. I mean, it's just a square box that says new construction. So your architect just has to adjust that 2 feet back on the drawing.
Okay.
And then submit that with the survey information that we asked for. Then you'll be good as far as the zoning goes. And then you just, when you submit for your permits, just make sure that the plans coincide with the change that we talked about for the roof overhang and for the garage.
So now I have to reapply for my permit?
Well, see, Henry, she already applied for the permits and got denied. So what you need to do is resubmit a new zoning permit with the new plans. They already have your file, so they just have to amend your file and just do another zoning permit.
But you just can't do that until Laura has those revised plans that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And your resolution has to be adopted. So your resolution is not going to get adopted to the next meeting anyway. So in the meantime, I would work on getting that information into Laura. So this way, once the resolution is adopted, you probably wouldn't lose any time. Because you need to adopt the resolution before you can go for your permits anyway.
You can always call me if you have questions.
Oh yeah, I'll be calling you. So when's that next meeting?
It's in 2 weeks from tonight.
2 weeks. Okay. All right. I'll reach out to you in the morning then, Laura.
Mr. Chairman, if the applicant doesn't have any more questions, perhaps it's time to go to the board to see if they do.
Okay, we'll open it to the board. Do you have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll open it to the public. Any questions or comments from the public?
No, Mr. Chairman.
No? Okay. The public portion is closed, and we will... We will wait for the modifications from the application.
Yeah, essentially, you could vote on this tonight, Mr. Zimmerman, and the changes as agreed to in Mr. Hinterstein's report would be conditions of the approval.
Oh, okay. All right. So I will make a motion then to approve this application with the modifications as specified by Mr. Hinterstein.
I second it.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Vice Chairman Zimmerman?
Yes.
Ms. Flores, your application's been approved with several conditions. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will mail that document to you, but you'll need that document to get your permits to proceed. And in the meantime, you have certain other things you have to submit, so you may want to get working on that.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you, yes, good luck. Okay. Do we want to jump back to number 10?
Yes, I see him on, Chairman.
Okay, yep, we see. Then we will go back to number 10, which is 21-ZB-43V.
Bala Subramanian.
Yes,
Bala Subramanian present.
Yes, sir.
I need, can you turn your camera on, please?
Sure, just give me once. Can you see me, sir?
Yes, I can. Could you raise your right hand? I need to swear you in.
Sure.
You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
It'll be, yes.
Your name and address, please.
Bala Subramanian, 14 Wald Haven Court, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
We have an existing barn or shed in the back of the structure that's in the back of the house. And it's kind of in a disrepair, so we want to repair and rebuild that structure.
And you have an additional structure on your property as well, is that correct?
No, that additional structure is long gone. We used to have it, but we don't have it now.
So which structure remains on the property?
The one, if you're facing from the house, if you're facing the backyard, the structure on the right is still there. That's the largest structure that's there.
Mr. Innerstein, perhaps you can take over here.
Yeah. Subramanian, did you have a chance to review the report that I wrote?
No. When did you?
I emailed it to you this afternoon.
Well, you emailed it this afternoon. I didn't get a chance to look at it.
Okay, because there's some items on there that that really need to be addressed. The first is you state that the structure is there, but the structure doesn't comply with the requirements for an accessory structure as far as the size, as far as the height. And it appears in looking and doing some research on this that there was never any approval given or variance given for this structure or the previous structure that was removed, but that's no longer there. So sort of focus on the larger structure, but it's basically an illegal structure. So I understand your basis of your argument was that's an existing structure that was there when the property was bought, but again, regardless if it's been there 10 years, 20 years, or 30 years, if it's an illegal structure, it's an illegal structure. I just don't see how a structure that's more than twice the size of what's allowed as an accessory structure and well above in height requirement, something that, the board should look at favorably. Again, I think the ordinance, which allows for a 25-foot accessory structure of 625 square feet is more than adequate for this property in a single family zone that you're located in. You're trying to build a barn in here or accessory structure that is twice the allowable size of an accessory structure in this zone, really in any zone. I have a big problem with that. And again, you would have to justify why the board should grant relief to that ordinance and grant you the variance. Based on that, Do you have anything else to offer regarding the structure of why the board should approve a structure that's twice the size of what's more than twice the size of what's allowed in the zone?
At the time I bought the property,
the structure was in disrepair.
Sorry, sir. Structure was already there, and the person who sold me, that's Mike Santini, who's also a realtor in Piscataway, he told me everything was approved, everything was legal, and the city never raised any objection. The township never raised any objection when we closed on the property or till now. So that tells me that I had no idea that this structure was illegal. In that case, I would have never bought the property. We're looking 30 years down the line, and we are coming today and saying that, it should have been done long time ago, but I was never aware of it. And all that I'm trying to do is keep the same footprint. I'm not changing anything in the footprint. I'm keeping the same footprint. I'm keeping everything same. Only thing I'm trying to do is just repair and rebuild the structure so it'll be safe and secure structure.
I think the zoning board's position is that it's more than twice the size that's permitted under the ordinance. And you're going to have to provide some evidence to justify why it should be allowed to remain.
The thing is, when we bought the structure, and one of the attractions for this particular property was that this accessory structure was there. And that's what we were told by the owner at the time, Mike Santini, and he said the structure is there, so it's a good property. And we said yes. Because we want to use the structures, we paid extra amount for the structure. And whereas the other properties are going at a lower price, we paid him the full price. And whatever he has, what we paid. And we just took this property there.
And buyer beware, do not accept the assurances of a seller. Check with the town, which you apparently did not do. So we are going to need some evidence to justify allowing this to remain. And unfortunately, your desire to repair this is not evidence to allow it to remain.
What kind of evidence will help, sir?
Well, I am not your attorney. I am the zoning board's attorney. Okay. Perhaps you wish to consult an attorney to see what you could do.
Okay. When we buy something and the township and the deed goes through, everything goes through, and the township in effect gave a CO for the occupancy of the property.
They gave you a CO. They did not give you a zoning approval. There's a difference.
Okay. To a layman like me, right? It basically, a CO says that whatever is in the property is acceptable. And it doesn't come back 30 years down the line. And then we look at it and say that, that's the CO, but that is not a boarding zoning approval. I'm just a layman which is buying the thing. And if the township raised an objection at the time, I would have backed off right then and there.
The township is not there to protect a buyer's interest. And the township does not look into zoning approvals when a property changes hands.
30 years
ago. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah, I just wanted to point out, Jim, 30 years ago, a CO entailed probably proving there's a smoke detector in the house. That's probably about it. So nothing more, nothing less. Like you said, it doesn't provide any assurances that anything on the property was legal back then. The CO process strictly meant that you probably had a smoke detector.
But we are essentially trying to rebuild whatever is there. We're not changing anything. All they're just doing is making sure it's safe and secure.
And I understand your position, but the fact that it was there when you purchased the property and you wish to make it safe now is not zoning justification for allowing an illegal structure to remain. So do you, Mr. Subramanian, do you have any other witnesses tonight?
I don't have any witnesses, but I can get some and then...
Unfortunately, you're breaking up a little bit, and I may be too, I apologize. Are you asking this board for an opportunity to adjourn the matter and get more witnesses?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. And also I'm trying to see what kind of witnesses I'll be looking for.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, the applicant is broken up, at least with regard to my reception, but it appears that he is asking for an adjournment to see if he can consult with either an attorney or some witnesses who may help his case.
I think we can grant that at this time.
Okay, so Ms. Buckley, what would be the next date?
October 14th.
Okay, Mr. Subramanian, would October 14th be a good date for you?
I'm not going to be in town in October. So I think if you can grant me a November date, that'll be better.
Ms. Buckley, November?
November 4th.
How about November 4th?
That sounds good so far.
Okay, so anyone here on the Subramanian application, it's going to be adjourned until November 4th with no further notice by the applicant. This is the applicant's request for an adjournment.
And what kind of witnesses are we looking for, sir?
I cannot give you any legal advice. I suggest that you consult with an attorney.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Subramanian. Okay, moving on to number 12, 21-ZB-53V, Purva H. Patel.
Hello, sir. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
My name is Purva Patel, and my son and my husband, they are with me tonight, and address is 110 Woodrow Avenue, Piscataway.
Okay, are your son and your husband going to testify?
Yeah, they will.
Okay, then I need to swear them in. Could you both raise your right hand?
Sure.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. One at a time, I need your name and address, please.
My name is Parth Patel, and the address is 110 Woodrow Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
My name is Hitendra Patel. Address is 110 Woodrow Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
We want to convert our garage to the living space and one room over the garage.
Mr. Zimmerman, perhaps you could ask Mr. Hinterstein if he has opinions on this.
Mr. Hinterstein, would you do you have any comments on this?
I'm trying to find the report here. Here we go. My only scratch problem was is that you provided a floor plan of the proposal. I don't believe I saw a floor plan of the existing home. Mm-hmm. Can you just maybe go over briefly, what's on the first floor now and what's on the second floor? And because it just there wasn't any information on the existing home.
We don't have a second floor. It's a one floor house, and it's on the floor we live in. There's three bedrooms, a kitchen, a full bathroom, and a living room.
Okay, and so there's two bedrooms next to that hallway that's going to go up, or the stair corridor, correct?
Say that again, please.
There's two existing bedrooms, I guess, out the edge of the. Where the garage is now?
It's a kitchen and a bathroom.
It's kitchen and bathroom.
Okay, I'm looking at it, I think, backwards here. So there's no garage on the house now, correct?
There is. It's just, it's unusable due to the angle it sits at compared to the driveway.
And you're looking to put living space on the first floor in the garage?
Yes.
And then add the second floor above the garage, correct?
Yeah.
Basically, you're doing, if I'm not mistaken, proposing almost the same thing. It looks like a bedroom in each.
Right.
Yeah, so two bedrooms. One current garage and then one bedroom and then another bedroom on top of the...
And each one also is going to have a full bathroom.
Right.
Okay. All right. Let's go over the report again. Is there any way to help with, I mean, you have an existing coverage variance right now on the property. I think you have a shed on the property. Is there any way to get rid of the shed to help with the coverage, existing coverage variance that exists on the property?
Actually, have a plan to get rid of the shed, actually.
You are looking to get rid of the shed?
Yes. We're going to get rid of the shed completely.
Jim, I would make that a condition of the approval if the board looks upon it favorably, that the condition be that the shed be removed. That, although it's not very large, it'll help a little bit with the existing coverage issue on the property. And again, I'm in agreement that it appears that the existing garage really wasn't usable space. And that there, I believe, is sufficient parking, if I'm not mistaken. How many cars can be parked on your driveway?
You can park 6 cars comfortably on the driveway.
Okay. So there's adequate parking on the premises, even without the garage. So, but again, I think he addressed my concerns discussing the floor plan, and I think removal of the shed will help slightly with the existing coverage variance. So... I think that the board could be comfortable and looking favorably on the
Mr. Hinderstein, do you have any calculation on the proposed lot coverage if they remove the shed?
It's tough to tell. This is a scale unscaled drawing. It's a photocopy. I could provide that with you, Mr. Keneally.
Yeah, if you can do that before we adopt the resolution, I'd like to put it in the resolution.
We could do that.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I think it's time for any board members' questions.
Okay, we're open to the board. Board members have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll open to the public. The public have any questions or comments?
No one, Chairman.
No, thank you. All right, hearing that, then I think we can vote. I will make a motion to approve this application based on the comments by Mr. Hinterstein.
A second.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Vice Chairman Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel, your application has been approved with some conditions, as we've discussed. We will memorialize this in a document at our next meeting in 2 weeks. You don't need to be present for that. We will send that document to you, but you'll need that document to get your permits. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to number 13, 21-ZB-56V, Nicole Campos.
Ms. Campos, could you unmute? Thank you.
Hi.
Are you both going to be testifying?
Yes, we are.
Could you both raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
One at a time, could I have your name and address, please?
Nicole Campos, 5244 Witherspoon Street, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Jonathan Campos, 5244 Witherspoon Street, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Well, I built the fence without knowing that I had to get a permit, And apparently I, on one of the side of the streets, I built it too close to the property line, and that's what the variance is for today. So see if I could keep the existing fence.
Mr. Chairman, you may want to check in with Mr. Hinterstein.
Yes, Mr. Hinterstein, any comments on this application?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I feel for Mr. Campos, but the problem is that the fence is only 3.3 feet from the front property line along Roosevelt Avenue. We, as you know, rarely ever allow people to put fences closer than 10 feet to any front yard property line. Typically, they are corner type properties when we do allow that. As in this case, but again, 3.3, I think that the fence is going to have to be relocated, in my opinion, at least one fence panel back, which would bring it to about that 10-foot step back that we've sort of approved. Again, in many cases, we've asked for more, but looking at this particular site, I think that the 10 feet would suffice, even if the even if the road is improved in the near future, which I believe it may. But again, I mean, the house next, the property next door is vacant, which, you know, I don't know if it'll ever remain vacant forever. There's always a chance that a house will be built on that. And what happens is if the fence is too close to the front property line, you start impacting adjacent driveways that may be installed in the future, and the ability of that resident to see pulling in and out of a driveway. So again, 10 feet, I would be hopeful that the applicant would compromise. And again, the requirement is 35 feet, I believe, which we're not even close to that, but I believe 10 feet in this particular case would be sufficient.
Also, I built the fence, the property next to us is vacant, but I built the fence a little, they have a fence as well, and I built it a little behind theirs. So I don't know, I was...
Yeah, their fence is a wire fence though, you really can't, the ordinance, you could, if you want to leave that fence in the front yard setback, you're allowed to put a 4-foot solid...
Okay.
4 foot high, 50% solid fence in the front yard setback. So that fence is just like a chicken wire or a chain link fence. So that fence can go all the way up to the property line by code, and it's not an issue. It's the solid fences that are the issue in front yard setbacks, unfortunately. So I understand you try to maintain it with maybe the existing fence. Unfortunately, that's a compliant fence.
Okay, so like you said earlier, if I brought it back
as a guideline,
Henry, you're breaking up.
I think you probably have full fence panels along the sides.
Yeah.
So instead of having to redo, I'm trying to figure out what's the least amount of work for you. Would probably be just remove the last two side panels and then move that front line back one post. And go across that way. And then you would probably be right around 10, 11 feet. I don't know what size your panels are, but no, that's pretty feet. Much
they're,
get you.
Yeah, they're 8 yeah. feet.
So you'll be so you'd be right around 11 feet. I think that would be sufficient. But again, it's look upon it favorably. And again, I mean, the board could use their own judgment, but I know in the past we've asked people to move the fence back 15, 20, 25 feet, depending on the situation. Because this is a vacant lot right now, I think 10 feet is adequate.
So are you willing to remove one of the panels to make the setback approximately 11 feet?
If I have, I mean, if the board is allowing me to keep my fence, then no, but if I have no choice, then of course, there is no issue with doing that.
I've been the board attorney here a long time. We've never allowed a fence 3 feet from the property line.
Okay.
So, Mr. Hinterstein, is there an issue with a shed?
I don't see a shed. I think the only issue was there may be a shed. Is there a shed on the property?
No.
No, it was the existing deck, I believe, Mr. Keneally.
Yeah, I don't. Was there a variance? I mean, everything is in line with the home, so I'm just trying to see if there was what the variances were that were pointed out.
That's okay. I see a reference to a shed. If a shed's not involved, then we won't address it.
Nope. Yeah, I don't see it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, and you may want to open it to the board.
Yep. Open to the board. Any board members have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. So with that, I will make a motion to approve this application with the changes.
And it's as amended by Mr. Hinterstein's recommendation that it be set back at least 10 feet.
Correct. Thank you.
And how long do I have to make this change?
Very good question. Henry, how long would you recommend?
Are you doing the work yourself or are you having a fence company do it?
No, I'm doing it myself.
You know, if it was a fence company, I would probably say 2 to 3 months in light of the fact that right now it's tough to get contractors out there. But if you're doing it yourself, I'll offer you the same amount. I think you could probably do it a little bit quicker, but I don't know your situation as far as your free time. So again, I think 2 to 3 months, the board could look at that as, you know, maybe 90 days from the adopted resolution as a satisfactory amount, I would, before the winter, hopefully.
And Mr. Zimmerman, do you amend your motion to include that time frame?
Yes, I will amend that. That's right.
Okay. Do we have a second on that motion?
I second
it.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Vice Chairman Zimmerman?
Yes.
Your application's been approved as amended. You must move it back to 10 feet. You have 90 days to do it from the date we memorialize your resolution. That will be 2 weeks from today. You don't need to be here for that. We will mail a copy to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good night, guys. Thank you.
Right, thank you. Have a good evening. Okay, moving to number 14, adoption of resolutions.
The first resolution I have is Rajesh Kumar Patel. This application was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Next resolution, Mohammed Rabi. Resolution was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Next resolution, Jessica Gutha. This application was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Last resolution, Deer Park US Holdings, Inc. Application was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have for you this evening.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Number 15, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of August 12th. Can I have all in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
And who second? I'm sorry.
Patel.
Pass, you're on a roll today.
Okay, do I have a, well, I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting, and do I have a second?
I'll do
a second.
I'm getting Roy on that one.
Thank you everyone for being
here. Everybody,
thank you.
In 2 weeks we have a decently large agenda, a lot of use variances, so see you all in 2 weeks.
Hey.
Have a good night, everyone. Good night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thank you.
Night.
Good night.
Recording.